First, though, the other big story today. That was a reaction today from people watching the total solar eclipse in Denton, Nebraska. And by the sounds of it, it did not disappoint. Kathy Shrout watched from Sweetwater, Tennessee. She'd been waiting for this moment for more than 50 years, ever since she first learned of this eclipse as a 10-year-old in Kentucky. So, Kathy, we spoke with you on the show last week, and now I got to know, did this eclipse live up to your expectations?
Oh, more than my expectations. It was magnificent. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and it just makes me want to go see the next one.
Yeah, I'll bet.
We were lucky enough to get next to an astronomer that had a telescope, and we got to see the sun close up, sunspots and everything. And the crescent-shaped shadows were there, and the diamond ring was there, and Bailey's Beads was there, and it was just magnificent.
Wow. So, I mean, you just described so many different things that happen during an eclipse. Is there one moment that really kind of took you away?
Two of them. The diamond ring, I've never seen anything that can compare to that. And when it got dark, having dark in the middle of the day, and the crickets went off, and it was just, you could have heard a pin drop. It was so quiet in this crowd of people, and it was just silence. It was beautiful.
So you have been waiting for this eclipse today for a long time. How do you feel now that it's over?
Oh, I'm still high from it. I mean, I'm just, this is going to last a while. I'm not coming down for a while from this. I mean, I'm not. It just makes me want to go see the next one. I've already got the date memorized. I'm going to start planning for it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, so you're hooked on it now. And so I don't know whether you'll be in Kentucky or Tennessee, but are you trying to figure out how you're going to witness that one?
Well, it's supposed to hit the very edge of Kentucky on the western end, so we'll probably go out around there. Maybe the Indianapolis is supposed to put Indianapolis in the dark that time, and it's supposed to last about twice as long as this one.
Well, I'm
eagerly anticipating.
I'm so glad it worked out for you today. Clear skies and everything. Kathy Shrout there, fulfilling a childhood dream today by watching the eclipse with her family in Tennessee. Kathy, thanks for being with us on this special day for you.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Science reporter Ari Daniel with our partners of the PBS television series Nova watch the eclipse on the other side of the country in Idaho. Ari, where exactly are you and what's the crowd there like?
I'm in Cascade, Idaho, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of Boise. And there was an incredible turnout of a couple hundred people that came from different parts of the country in order to watch the eclipse here.
So tell me what it was like. What did you experience?
I was totally unprepared, and I've been reporting on this for the last couple of months. I mean, I've heard people describe it, but there is nothing that comes close to being able to see this glowing ring of light in the sky. So there's all this suspense that's building up. You know, it's 10 minutes until totality, 5 minutes, look at the ground, you're going to see these kind of racing ribbons of light. And then all of a sudden they say, take your glasses off, and you look up, and it's just this beautiful kind of ring of light that's streaming off from the sun. It was breathtakingly beautiful.
Yeah, you never really are prepared until it happens. So who was around you when the actual totality started? Like, what happened?
Well, I was surrounded by a couple hundred other people. But when it was announced that we could take our eclipse glasses off, there was a cry from the crowd that went up when we looked into the sky. So here's what that sounded like. Everyone was very excited, and afterwards I caught up with John Llewellyn, who's originally from Southampton, England, but lives in Boise now.
That was the most extraordinary experience. I am totally flabbergasted, awe-inspiring. We never see that. We always assume the sun is going to be shining, and suddenly the sun is gone. I can understand how the ancients thought that they'd been eaten by a great space monster.
How was the traffic? Because I know there was a lot of concern about traffic jams and congestion, and Idaho was a pretty popular destination for people to watch this eclipse.
We did not run into any trouble. I was concerned about that, Marco, but at least where we flew into in Boise, there was no traffic, and the conditions here were incredible. The sky was completely clear. There's no place else I'd rather have been.
The celebrity astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted today that this eclipse is uniting a divided America. Is that something that really seems to have motivated people to travel to watch this eclipse?
I think it was the eclipse itself, the spectacle in the sky that really drove people here. In fact, here's Sandra Cuneo, who came up from L.A., who I spoke with yesterday before the eclipse.
It brings into focus our infinitesimally small place in the universe. And for just 2 minutes, you forget perhaps the quotidian life and see for a moment the infinite universe.
Was there anything that surprised you about this eclipse or just the experience of watching it?
Because I've watched videos of an eclipse, I've had an image in my head of what it would look like. But I feel like it was like low res. And when I saw it today, it was so crisp, so bright. It was brought up to this high def surround experience in all senses. I mean, for me, that was what was so magnificent.
Well, I'm really glad you got to witness this, Ari. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Marco. Me too.
Ari Daniel reporting from Cascade, Idaho for our partners at NOVA. Their TV special Eclipse Over America airs tonight on PBS after the president's address.